Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Right now, Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I would say happy Monday, but for many people, they have a lot of questions surrounding that today. How are you?
Well, fine. Home, as is just about the rest of the nation.
Yeah, that's true. Operating from home, and I know that I've been checking out the Daily Signal, looking for some of the great articles that are on there this morning. You know, the real question is, where are the teeth here when local municipalities tell people that they have a stay-at-home order? Are we going to start arresting people on the streets if they go out to get a sandwich?
Well, that's a real issue. And while every state has, just about every state governing quarantines in health crises when there are threats of serious diseases, you know, there's a question on just how far those police powers go, because, you know, we've never really faced the kind of situation we're facing today.
Yeah, it's kind of new waters for a lot of people, the ones that are making these recommendations. You know, some people are afraid that the risk to the economy versus the damage we've seen so far, at least from this virus, is out of balance here.
Well, I think that's a serious concern, and it's something we should think about. Yeah, we should be taking all the steps we can to try to minimize this. On the other hand, again, I hate to say this, but you got to look at what is the fatality rate with this particular disease. It's worse than the flu, but it's also much less than really serious diseases that in the past have threatened America, like the great influenza epidemic of 1918.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, everybody's been speculating on this so far. I've seen all the media outlets have run it. I referred to it as clickbait, because the only reason you'd bring it up is to get somebody to click on the article about whether or not the President Trump is somehow going to try to suspend the election in November to his own benefit, which is just silly season, correct?
It is silly season. The president doesn't have any power under either the Constitution or federal law to do that. And I think, as you say, that's just people who don't like the president trying to scare folks about it. But that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I saw somebody even toss that softball question to Joe Biden this weekend in an interview. But what if Donald Trump tries to suspend the election before November and Biden acts like he's the authority and says, well, nobody should be talking about that? Well, nobody is talking about it except the media.
No, that's exactly right. Look, under the Constitution, the only power that can actually change the election is Congress. And they'd have to pass a bill. It would have to go through the House and the Senate to amend federal law. And look, right now we're at a stalemate because Democrats are opposing, you know, a very big bill to put in relief for victims of the coronavirus all over the country.
Yeah, that's been pretty maddening. I've heard they're going to schedule a vote this morning a few minutes after the market opens. But we've got there are at least five senators, all of them happen to be Republicans, who aren't there because they're in quarantine.
Yeah, and you know the problem with this this bill is that Democrats are trying to squeeze all these non-essential things like funding for Planned Parenthood, all the things they want to get in that have absolutely nothing to do with the virus. They're trying to get them into this package because it's a must, you know, one of those must-pass packages. So in essence, they are playing partisan politics when the nation is facing a very serious crisis.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Listen, Hans, we appreciate the legal input on this, and we will be in touch. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.